Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
I'm joined this evening on Intimate Moments by Professor Elijah Baloyi from Junisa. He is the servant of the Lord. Prof, welcome, welcome, welcome to Intimate Moments.
Good evening, family. Good evening, Tate Mashakeni. We are so thankful to God for this privilege of speaking to one another about His Word. We are so privileged for this day, like other days that He's providing to us, so that we can have intimate time with Him as much as we have it amongst ourselves. And I'm happy to have us all tonight.
That's it. Obatwile inanda washikwembu, Professor Elijah Baloyi, Intimate Moments, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I'm so excited to have this man of God who loves the Lord so much. Now, Prof, this evening, mikomele muyingiseri yini, what is it that you have for your beloved listener, eka nongonokolo?
Thank you so much, Tatano Mashakeni. Bayingiseri, umbe muyingiseri, our listeners outside there, we have got something about the mustard seed that we have to speak about. This kind of a scripture, it's mostly ignored by many people because they don't understand, and they don't want to understand much about what is said about the mustard seed. If you can check out of many pastors that are preaching on Sunday in, Sunday out, you may spend the whole year without hearing someone speaking about the mustard seed. And tonight I chose, or else we chose, this part of the scripture to speak about, particularly with Matthew chapter 17, verse number 20. And I will ask that you, our listeners, when you have time, you can read as much as you can. But for us to discuss,
yeah,
we'll only read verse number 24 this evening. Then we'll discuss from there.
Prof, you ask the farmer, or loyi a nga n'wamapurasi, a farmer, would tell you that if I plant avocados, I cannot expect the banana. You go in our area where we come from in Limpopo, particularly in Venda, you get bananas, you get avocados, you get mangoes. And I suppose it will be good to say each and every plant that you plant, it will therefore give you the result of what you have planted. For an example, you cannot plant tomatoes and get potatoes. Now, you want to speak about the mustard seed, Prof, and you are saying we should look at the Bible. Perhaps, una so tala leswi ingata swi dyondza this evening. Kindly read for us, servant of the Lord.
Yes, before reading, what you just said is very much fascinating because every tree is known by its own fruits, and that is what we read from the Bible. So, the moment, you know, God is so good because He gives us some kind of an understanding that you already know what you are planting.
Exactly.
Even before you plant it.
Exactly,
you know the expectation. If
yes,
you are planting maize or millimil, you know exactly this is millimil that is going to come out. And if you plant a mango, you know, I'm going to reap mangoes. So it's how God did it. But unfortunately, when we talk about mustard seed, you will see something which is more bigger than an expectation. And then let us go to the Word of God before we move on. I said we'll read from Matthew chapter 17, verse number 20.
Go ahead, Professor Elijah Baloyi, on Intimate Moments, Radio Pulpit.
Verse number 20 reads as follows. He said to them, because of your little faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you. I like this scripture because Jesus Christ is starting by telling them the disadvantages of having little faith, because this has been what He has been worried about since, to His disciples. Many times, few times, He indicated that it is because of the little faith that things are not moving your direction. And now, He came with a parable of Master Seed, this is the time when Jesus Christ started speaking in parables. There's time when he was teaching directly, and this time around he changed, saying, now when I'm speaking to the disciples, I will be speaking in parables, which will be understood by them, because they were having to do with some vegetation, some kind of how life has been going on in the Middle East, wherever they are. And then it was about all things that were familiar to them. Now, the issue of a mustard seed, which is our main verse today. Perhaps we can have few questions that will direct us to understand this teaching of Jesus Christ. And then the first question will be, what is the mustard seed in this context? What is the meaning, the true meaning of what Jesus Christ wanted to teach about the mustard seed? There are many natural things that Jesus Christ used to preach the gospel. In this one, a mustard seed, it's one of the smallest seeds in the planet. You can even go and check with your biblical dictionary. You'll find that a mustard seed is something that can be ignored because it's one of the smallest seeds, not only in Palestine and not only in Jerusalem, but in the planet, meaning in the whole world. It's one of the smallest seeds. We have got a lot of seeds when we plant mangoes that can be seen. We've got seeds when we're planting maize meal that can be seen. But this one, it's one of the smallest. And even if those of you who can Google it up and check, you will realize that it is not even as equal as to the finger. It is very, very small. But Jesus Christ, the Son of God, it's speaking about this mustard seed because when this small seed is grown up down to the ground, a big tree is grown. And that tree, it's no longer the size of the seed. It's more bigger. I'm not sure how many times can be the seed to this tree. Maybe you can look at trees like oak trees, which are very big. You can look at fig trees, which are big trees also. So the first thing is, it is put in the ground. Number two, it germinates. And then number three, it grows. And then number four, after growing, it bears fruits. That is where people start realizing there is power here. In most cases, when things are still being put under the soil, we don't recognize much. We don't think much of the things that are still germinating because they are not seen. They are undermined. They are nowhere to be seen by a human eye, human physical eye. Now, only after when it grows into becoming a tree, only when it starts bearing fruits, that is when we start realizing something has been planted right here. And this is what Jesus Christ is teaching his disciples to say, this is the kind of the humble situation through which the mustard seed goes before it is recognized. So it means before you become big, some humbleness shall take place.
Professor Elijah Baloyi, Professor Elijah Baloyi on Intimate Moments. We're talking about the mustard seed. Such a small, small, small seed. And the servant of the Lord is saying, when it grows, yo, mianzu yakona, ya hlamarisa. Prof, I'm so glad for the introduction, I must say. And when we continue talking, I want us to look at why Hosiyesu is talking about this mustard seed in detail as well, because it's very, very important. Just come in as well.
Thank you so much. Why Jesus Christ is speaking about this, before I get there, just give me just 2 seconds.
Yes, Paul.
To indicate that when it grows, there are a lot of things that benefits people and animals from this mustard seed. Before we get to why Jesus Christ spoke about it. Number one.
Yes.
When it grows up, it creates a big tree. And this big tree becomes a shadow, which help a lot of people to get a shadow.
Amen.
Two, birds also get branches to sit
on. Praise the Lord.
So you see, the nature is getting something out of nothing. Number three.
Yes.
It brings fruits, which are rich in fiber and magnesium.
Wow.
Go and ask the doctors and they will tell you when you lack magnesium, when you lack fiber, what will happen to you?
Right.
That is not our topic for tonight.
All right.
It when it grows up, its leaves also are beneficial because they are rich in calcium. They are rich in copper. They are also rich in vitamins. So now, you see the benefits why Master Seed is here.
Yeah.
Now, let's go to Jesus Christ.
Yeah, let's hold it there.
Yeah.
My family, we continue with the discussion, and I'm so grateful that the professor is on fire. Intimate Moments, the Thursday edition, on your favorite top gospel radio station, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Yo. Prof, welcome back, servant of the Lord.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we just said the leaves of this mustard seed tree, it's rich in calcium, it's rich in copper, and it's rich in vitamins. And this is just a symbol that God that we serve is the God that takes care of the whole person. He is careful about your health. He wants to hear you healthy. It is not His will that you are sick. It is not His will that you are in that very much painful condition. So that is why He provides this. Well, it is happening that sometimes we think God has forsaken us for whatever we don't have. But here God is showing His own providence towards even the things that we cannot imagine on our own. Calcium, copper, vitamins, which our body needs to be nourished all the time by, so that we can keep on with healthy lives, so that we can praise Him. Now he is providing these things from just one small mustard seed. And all these things, they are coming out of that very, very small and undermined and ignored mustard seed. And this shows you how God provides for us. God does not need the whole mountain to give us what we want. He starts from very small things. Then He provides things that will nourish and things that will satisfy our lives. Things that will give us health. Things that will, give us the way to go. And that is why I'm going to say, faith, according to Jesus here, faith, it's something that is not just prayer and worship. Faith, it's something bigger than that. Because faith has got to do with actions. That is why he is saying, when you say, this mountain move, then it will move by faith, not by prayer. And we must understand the word of God very well. It is not by prayer that the mountain will move here. It is not by worship that the mountain will move here. It is by faith, meaning the foundation of our faith, the foundation of our Christian lives, it's based on the faith that we have upon the word of God. Because the mustard seed here, it's being used to us to understand where the Bible becomes the roots of our lives, where the Bible becomes where we should root ourselves to. The word of God should be guiding us. That is why when we go on reading the word of God, we get Paul saying in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 7 to 8, he is saying, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race and I have kept the faith.
Hallelujah.
So it means
Hallelujah.
Paul did not keep all these other things.
Yeah.
The only thing when he was fighting, the only thing that when he was running, he was having in mind was to protect and to keep his faith.
Now, I love the mustard seed, and I'm glad for that as well. That it is God's will, Professor Elijah Baloyi, that our sense of well-being should be well.
Mm.
He provides things for us.
Mm.
And He takes care of us. If He's able to give provision to the birds under the auspices of the mustard seed, it means Nahina, as people of the new covenant, He will take care of us. Now, why Paul is saying, I have kept the faith and I have fought the good fight of faith? Talk to me more about that.
Paul is showing us what is the most central thing in his life. The most central thing that he has been fighting for is faith. When we go up and down, praying, even going to the mountains, praying,
I can imagine
the word of God.
Yes.
All we need to do is to nourish our faith.
Fantastic.
If you are doing all those things but not touching on your faith, then
right.
you are irrelevant at all.
Oh,
and
Lord
all
have
things
mercy.
Will become irrelevant.
Lord have mercy.
Because everything must be centered on faith, because that is where everything of our Christian life starts. All our salvation is based on the faith that Jesus Christ gave us.
No wonder you said something very interesting, Prof, that prayers and worship is good. But Jesus is saying, if you have faith, you can say to this mountain, ubulabula, wena ntshaba, suka uyatihosha elwandle.
That is the power of faith.
Uh-huh.
That, yeah, Jesus Christ is showing us the power of faith manifest within what we say.
Absolutely.
There is a connection between our faith and what we say.
Nice.
When we listen to people speaking, we can tell this one is a faithful.
Amen. Yes.
And if the person is not a person of faith, we can still tell. We understand all these things because the Bible is teaching us that people of faith, they will speak faithful words. They will speak words with faith. And the power of the faith always follows, because what you say is coming deep down from where your faith is rooted.
Professor Elijah Baloyi, Intimate Moments, the Thursday edition. This is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We're talking about the mustard seed. We're talking about the power of speaking. We're talking about faith inclusively, because this is what the prof is talking about. What a powerful, powerful passage that you have read, Prof. Just kindly remind the family where you have read earlier on.
Yes, we read from Matthew chapter 17, verse number 20.
It says what?
Yes, and the mustard seed that we are reading about here, it's equated to the faith that people have.
Ah.
Because faith starts being small, but it must grow.
I love that.
The intention of God to give us faith was not to have it and keep it as it is. When Paul says, I ran the race, I kept it, it was growing along the way.
Faith
must be something that grows. And if you want to check yourself if you are still in the right path, check if your faith is growing every day.
Brilliant.
You must be growing, because if you have faith which is stagnant and standing on one place, and there is no movement, then it means something is wrong with you, not with faith. Because faith is something that is given to us by God.
Uh-huh.
It's the conviction that comes from the work of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And when it enters, when it stays in you,
when
you start being a person with faith, every day we must be seeing some growth in you. All people must, not myself alone, you must also see growth in me.
I love the issue of growth. May the Lord give us the grace, Mfundisi, so that indeed we must grow daily. And no wonder tora xikumuriri hi famba hi ku pfumela kungari hi ku bona. We walk by faith and not by sight. Perhaps let me just ask you this question that I did ask you. Why was Jesus was talking about the mustard seed?
Thank you so much. Jesus Christ was speaking in parables this time.
Okay.
He was no longer teaching normally as he used to. He changed the way he was teaching so that the disciples can understand the deeper meaning of the good tidings of the Lord.
Oh man, I love it.
Now, he was coming with parables using the examples of things that were existing in Palestine, things that were existing in Jerusalem and everywhere around the Middle East. So now he wanted them to be examples so that they understand the word of God in a more lively world, to understand it, talking to them into their own situation.
Fantastic.
Right now, we are in South Africa. I'm just giving an example.
Yeah.
When we are in South Africa, there are examples that we can give to give people to understand the word of God from our own context.
Absolutely.
I cannot give an example about things that we don't have. Sometimes ago, we were speaking about, for instance, ravens. They are not common in South Africa. They are common in the in the Northern Africa and in the Middle East.
All right.
So if I give examples with ravens, it means you must struggle to understand. Now, Jesus Christ was giving a mustard seed so that they can understand.
So in other words, you are speaking and trying to show exemplary from our own neighborhood here at home.
Exactly.
So that the family could understand very well why was Yesu abulabula he the mustard seed.
Yes.
Go ahead, Prof.
Yes.
Go ahead,
so,
Prof.
He spoke about the mustard seed because here he wanted to show them that things that grow bigger, they grow big from small. He wants people to understand the basic of the gospel, and which is to bring faith. The main intention of preaching the gospel is to bring faith, the good tidings of the Lord, to the people. So he wanted them to capture that.
I love it.
So that they can understand the gospel, we are not preaching it for any other reason.
Right.
But we are preaching it so that people can have faith to the Lord and they can start believing. Two, he wants them to know that with faith, everything is possible.
Hold it there.
Yeah.
Prof, with faith, everything is
possible.
Ah, man of God. This is powerful, man.
Meaning the vocabulary of impossible should not exist in the dictionary of a child of God.
Lord have mercy.
The word of impossible must not exist in your dictionary as a child of God. God is saying everything, as long as you have faith, it's possible.
I suppose it speaks to me.
That is why
it means that there should be no impossibility in my vocabulary.
No.
All
there
right.
can be delays, we understand.
All
there can
right.
be things that are coming not at our own time, because our watch is not God's watch. He has got his own watch. But the factor is, there is nothing impossible when you have faith. Faith can change anything in your life that people have failed to change.
Ah, Professor Elijah Baloyi, Intimate Moments, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. My, oh my, oh my. I love it, I love it, I love it. Hey, we continue with this topic.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Remember, the Lord Jesus Christ is infinite, eternal. He is the Almighty God. He sees your struggles. He sees everything that you are currently going through. What is key is found in Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge the Lord and he will direct your paths. Ha swi tiva leswaku vutomi bya tika. Mara Xikwembu xiri, tshemba mina, tshemba mina. Remember, as a born-again Christian, God cannot go against his will or his word. We go against our will. We go against our promises, but not with God. Prof, now the mustard seed is very outstanding, very exceptional. The importance of the mustard seed as the living word of God. You would love to start there.
Yes. Like a growing seed, there is no way a Christian will grow in faith if we are not understanding the word of God, or if we are not taking the word of God serious. Because the word of God, it's like when you have a tree which have got roots, the roots go down. The deeper the roots goes, the better the tree can survive, getting food from the ground. So it's like the food is just down on the ground. And when the food is just down there on the ground, the mustard seed, it's exemplifying that the word of God, it's where we have to put in our roots to get the food of our spirits. Our spirit should grow. Our faith must grow, but all we need is the word of God. So here, if you can want to understand it better, you may say, Jesus Christ was speaking about the importance of the word of God. When he was speaking about the importance of the mustard seed, he was speaking about the importance of the word of God, because it comes very humbly. It comes very small. Sometimes we even undermine those who preach the word of God, not knowing that what they are coming with, it's bigger than what they are saying, because it will grow. The moment you accept the word of God without even undermining or without even thinking about the person who taught you the word of God or who preached it to you, the thing is, you start growing. You find that I am preached to by someone who was undermined, but today I become even a preacher. I become even a pastor of a bigger church than he is having or she is having. Simply because these things, Jesus Christ wanted us to know that if a mustard seed from a small size as it is can grow into a big tree where birds and people can get life, then it means mustard seed, if it is equated to God's word, God's word looks like very humble. It is undermined. It is small according to people. Many human beings in this world, they undermine the word of God. But they forgot that there is a lot of power. When the word of God starts getting into our lives, it grows. It changes in size. It even changes our attitudes. It changes the way we do things. And its importance, it's about the movement that we want to see in our lives. There are bigger movements that we expect happening in our lives. But without the word of God, without understanding it, without having faith into it, there is no movement that we'll have. And I want us to read from 1 Peter.
Yeah.
And it is chapter 2, verse number 2.
Now, hold it there. I'm loving the way you are expatiating, my family. The way Professor is explaining and equate the mustard seed as the word of God. Remember, the word of God is a seed. Imbewu.
Exactly.
The word of God is the sword of the spirit. And I think that verse, Prof, and together with the family, it will actually explain very well. You know, kindly read, Professor.
Yes, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 2, I want you to understand, a listener, that the word of God here, yeah, it's equated with mustard seed. Because mustard seed grows and becomes big. Now, the word of God in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 2 says, you must crave the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. So, yeah, it's growth that is being spoken about, not physically, but it's growth in spirit. Because one of the things that God expects us when he gives us salvation is that it must not be a static thing. Faith must not remain the same all the time, but it must keep growing. Meaning the word of God must keep growing inside of us. The understanding of the word of God, when we read it today, it must not be like when I was reading it the day I became a child of God or the day I was saved. I might have read the very same verse 2 years ago, but reading it today, I will understand it differently because the Holy Spirit who illuminates my understanding will give me a different and a newer understanding of the very same word of God that has been written more than 2,000 years ago.
Now, I love the mustard seed. I believe that what David is saying is true. Mm. Thy word have I hid in my heart.
Yes.
This mustard seed.
Yeah.
So that I may not sin against you. So when this word is rooted and grounded, would you say, Professor Elijah, that there is victory as well? There are blessings as well? There is breakthrough as well?
Exactly, because the word of God teaches us that when the word stays within us, it is able to rebuke, it is able to correct,
ah,
it is able to change things that we want changed in our lives. There is faith and the word of God, you must know change is always possible, not impossible. Whatever you want happening, that's why Jesus Christ said, by faith, by the word of God, you will say to this mountain, move. And it will move. Moving mountain is something that a lot of people are still wondering whether it can happen.
Right.
But the word of God is simply saying, by faith, when you say move, you just say it. Because you are saying it from faith, you are not saying it from yourself. Then the mountain will move.
I love the mountain. Let it move even in your life as well as you are listening to the anointing word of God from the power from Professor Elijah Baloyi under his leadership, under his voice today. Let's go back to the scripture that you read.
Mm-hmm.
As newborn babes, crave.
And when you crave, you know the word craving, they took it from an example of watching a dog.
Okay.
When a dog, it's hungry, maybe you are coming from the bush with the dog.
Yeah.
And then it sits down before you give it food after hunting and so on.
Right.
When it craves, it salivates.
Oh.
It salivates. So that is craving. When you crave, you crave like a dog. And when you crave like a dog, it's like you want this food right now. It's like you cannot survive without it.
Prof, it means that as children of God, we have the responsibility of craving the word as newborn babes.
We must be hungry because we are newborn babes, because we are born of the Spirit. And when you are born of the Spirit, you start eating the spiritual things. That is why the Bible is saying you need to crave spiritual milk. He is not saying the milk that we see with our own naked eyes.
Right.
Spiritual milk now, yeah, it's referring to the word of God. That we must always be hungry to hear from the word of God. We must have that thirst to say, please, can I hear the word of God? It must be like when you did not eat food the whole day.
Right.
When you reach home, you want to eat food. They can see you are hungry, and then you are craving to eat something.
I can imagine.
Yeah, what the writer is saying here in Peter, it's indicating to us that whenever you want to read the word of God, you must first hunger for it. You must first be thirsty for the word of God. That's when you can read it.
Intimate Moments, the Thursday edition. Loving the conversation. And I love how he started very well, breaking down, giving the definition of the mustard seed. And I'm so glad now we are saying to you, this mustard seed is the living word of God. Now, in our closing segment, Prof, I want us to look at some of the lessons. Any preacher would tell you in his preaching that I'm preaching about this this Sunday. This is what I wanted to convey or teach you.
Yeah.
So more after this with fantastic music, Professor Elijah Baloyi, on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Well, thank you for joining us even in this hour, the Thursday edition, 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, Intimate Moments. The name is Thompson Mashakin. We love the conversation. I suppose you are learning something out of this. Remember, the Lord Jesus is saying in John chapter 15, verse number 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. This is the word. This is the word. Professor, a good preacher will say, this is what I wanted to teach you this Sunday morning after, you know, his powerful preaching. Now, let's get into you. What lessons should we say we are drawing out of the mustard seed and the preaching that you gave the listener, or the conversation that you gave to the family this evening?
Thank you so much, Tate Mashakin. There are about four, if not five, things that I will just mention in quick that we may learn from this. Number one, God gives us faith. It's not something that we pick up everywhere. When the preacher is preaching the gospel to us, it is a way of transferring what God has given to him unto us. So it must come and live within us by the preaching of the word of God, like a mustard seed. Number two, our faith must be something that grew. If you see yourself in the same level of faith for many years, for many months, then you must start asking yourself a question. You can even consult your pastor or your spiritual assistant. What must I do to grow in faith? Because you don't have to remain the same. When the word of God is being preached Sunday in and Sunday out, it's not a question of you only getting to the church and come back home still the same. Something must be getting inside to make you grow. Don't remain the very same crybaby as you started when you were first met by the salvation of the word of the Lord. Now, number three, when you are growing up in faith, you must also give out fruits. There must be fruits. In the book of Galatians, you read about these fruits. I don't even want to go there now. The fruits of the Spirit are very well known in the Bible from the book of from Paul's letter to the Galatian church. Now, when these fruits start bearing inside of your life, a lot of people will have to benefit from it. The nature of God will also benefit. because that fruit, those fruits that comes out of you are not yours alone. They must benefit the church of God. They must benefit the family in which you are living. They must benefit the colleagues in your workplace if you are working. They must benefit your schoolmates if you are a school child. So it means faith is something that when it is growing inside of you, it must give other people an opportunity to understand who the Lord is and to understand the way of into salvation.
My family, we are actually summarizing the mustard seed, you know, discussion that we are having. And I'm so glad that you spoke about faith, number one. Two, this faith should also grow and fruits as well. Prof, I'm glad that you mentioned the book of Galatians. Kindly go to it. Galatians chapter 5, so that it may give us, you know, a large understanding of what we are actually summarizing to the family. We are enjoying this because the Holy Spirit is with us. And God will never leave you alone. He will always, always be on your side. Because when you are called by his name, we are saving an awesome, awesome God. Galatians chapter 5, Professor Elijah.
Yes, we are going to read from Galatians chapter 5. For the fruits of the Spirit, which God bestowed or expect us to grow in, to give out. Verses number
22, dear sir.
Yes. Okay, we'll start from verse number 22.
Nice.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Listen, this list is just showing you that your faith, when it is growing up, it will go out like mustard seed. It will penetrate to other people's lives. For instance, I can just give an example. Patience is not something that you can practice alone. It is something when you practice patience, other people will benefit from your patience as well. It is like peace. When you practice peace, it's not your only thing alone. It must benefit all people around you. If you are a peaceful person, your work area, where people, colleagues at work, they will also benefit. Your people at home, they'll also benefit from your peace. So this is where the mustard seed has given a lot of things. Calcium, we spoke about it before. We spoke about magnesium. We spoke about copper. We spoke about vitamins. All these things, they are spread across, because the word of God, when you start growing in faith, these fruits of the Spirit, they get out to help other people.
I love that. I love that, my family. This is what we have learned, you know, from reading and talking about the mustard seed. Professor Elijah Baloyi, look at Paul when he speaks very well, Shakaramina, and the family. He says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
I like that.
Amen.
I like that because, look, there are a lot of metaphors that we read from the Bible.
Come on now.
Referring to the word of God.
Come on now.
There, where you just indicated now, it refers to the word of God like a sword.
Uh-huh.
No longer like a mustard seed. So you see, the word of God is everything that we need in our lives.
Nice.
Because when it becomes a sword, everyone needs a sword to fight his battle.
Indeed.
So if the word of God is your sword, just like Jesus Christ used it to fight the devil after 40 days of fasting, then you have something that you will say, I rely upon for my battles.
In other words, we can rely on the word of God, my family, in our battles, Prof is saying, finances, bringing up of children in our churches, in everything that we do, we can rely on this sword of the Spirit.
Yeah, this sword of the Spirit is like everything to us.
Nice.
When you have the word of God, you have got everything that you need in life.
I love it.
That's why Jesus Christ is saying, you will even say to the mountains, move. Because
you
now you have
that.
It in
you
yourself.
Did say that.
When you have the word of God, you have everything in abundance. All these things that people are making primary, they are not primary, they are secondary. That is why the word of God is saying, seek ye first the kingdom.
Amen.
And then all this shall be added unto you. Because you must start from somewhere and move somewhere.
Professor Elijah Baloyi. Professor Elijah Baloyi. You know, no wonder OCS Uri, Tilo Nimisaba Stahunza.
Mm-hmm.
Kambe Ritora Mina.
Aringa Hunzi. It will never pass. Everything that we see will pass. Even ourselves, we are going to pass. But the word shall remain. I like it because even when he said in Job, I think it's Job chapter 19, verse number 25, he said, I know my Redeemer lives. And one day in the last days, he will come and stand on earth. He will remain standing. All things will pass, but he will remain standing there. And I like that because this is a kind of a way how you should understand the word of God, that all these things that we are doing are very temporal.
Yeah.
The permanent thing is the word of the Lord, because that one you will not move out.
Hey, Professor Elijah Baloyi, the permanent thing is the word of God.
Mm.
Those other things that you are seeing is temporary.
Yeah.
Prof.
You can be wealthy, you can be poor, but yeah, those things will pass.
Yeah.
But the word of God will remain.
Now, I love when you say the word of God will remain, and it's still remaining even now.
Exactly.
What a fantastic teaching.
It's a good
I've enjoyed
teaching.
You.
I also enjoyed this.
I have enjoyed you.
I enjoyed the word of God.
Come on.
I'm enjoying
because
reading and understanding these good tidings. It's where we are going. This is the direction that we should take. Listener, the thing is, we don't read the word of God just to read, but we read to understand so that it can give us meaning into our lives. We cannot make our own meanings without understanding the word of God, because it is a direction. Paul, David says it is like light in my feet.
Professor Elijah Baloyi, inkari, lowi wonzo kaku. We are going to leave it here for this evening, but in 30 seconds, just say a word of prayer to the family and to people who are listening this evening.
Thank you so much. Let us pray, listener. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for sharing your word. We thank you for the wisdom and the understanding that you give to us to understand from a mustard seed, bigger things can happen. From our faith, God, from your word, we can become those people of faith like Gideon, like Daniel, like all the other people that we read in your word. Give us the spirit of dwelling within your word and also bearing fruits that will help others as well. We thank you, Lord, for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Prof. Baloyi from Junisa, the servant of the Lord on Intimate Moments, the Thursday edition on Radio Pulpit. He can say snene mfundis.
Kukensa mina, and then I would like just to leave you with one word to say. Paul said, I have fought a good fight.
Yeah.
I have run a race.
Fantastic.
But I have kept the faith.
Nice.
Keep faith. Don't keep the other things. Keep faith. You will see things happening.
That's it.
Go.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.